Does anyone know how to actually say that guy's name? Strzok. Strzok? Strzok? I've heard Strzok today. I've heard Strzok today.
Yeah, was it for me?
It's funny. It's like, we'd like to welcome you here to testify, Mr. FBI man. Sure thing. Way to crack down on that, Fox Mulder. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Good to be with you today. Guest free today. Hey, good to be with you as we all melt together. You see that? Wyndham got 86% humidity. 86. Their heat index the other day was 120 degrees. That's what it felt like. I mean, that would be like walking into your sauna, walking around. Imagine if you have to work outside or be outside at all, imagine doing it all while in a sauna. That's insane. It's nasty out right now. Did it rain down here in Eden Prairie at the place we broadcast studio?
It rained a little bit last night.
It poured for about 20 seconds in Hopkins, and I mean, it just dropped out of the sky. Everything got soaked, and then, of course, then you just start seeing steam coming off of everything. I'm like, very, very South Carolina, very, ugh. Try to stay cool out there as it is a hot day. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Started off my day today angering a lot of people at a grocery store for this reason. All right, I had to go really early. Now, I have discovered, just for myself, a great time for me to go grocery shopping. I usually go, you know, someday in the morning, and I'll leave. I'll be at the grocery store at 7, and then I'm usually home by 9. There's no crowds. All the inventory has been restocked. No problems. It's usually a piece of cake. This time, I had to go early. And if you ever go to one of those 24-hour grocery stores, one of the things, if you ever go really early, they only have one register working. And so you know you're kind of stuck there. You know, they have the automated ones, but for some reason I still know a lot of people that just don't want to do that. I mean, they take cash, they take credit cards. You know, I don't know if they take checks, but they take what most people have. But some people don't want to do that. So I get there, and I mean, I have got, because it is fresh fruit season, my friend. The nectarines, spectacular. Peaches are spectacular. Just loading up the cart. Just give me as much as I can. So I've got a huge cart, and I do have a cart full. It's overflowing. It's piled up on top of it, like I'm running around, you know, in the road, Cormac McCarthy's road. Anyway, so I pull in, and you know, and just as she starts ringing it up, here comes super hyper fit Cliff Bar dude, who's just trying to buy like a box of Cliff Bars, and walks up and just looks at me like, you suck. I am here to get in and out real quick, and here you are, grocery guy, buying food at the grocery store, you bastard. And it was, and of course, quickly behind him, all of a sudden came the woman with the one donut and the one cup of coffee and just looking at me, just the fire of hatred in these people's eyes as I mean, to me, being kind of the jerk I am, I'm like, can you double check the price on that one? Thanks, I appreciate it. Just linger it on. I am not a nice man. When this happened,
that's why I stick to shopping at midnight. Only degenerates are there.
As long as you don't mind, because the problem with midnight is this. Because I'm not going to get into you, because, and I love a good degenerate like the next person. The only problem is they don't. A lot of stuff is not stocked. So you know, if you and it sometimes is like the major things. Like, oh, they don't have pasta, so I got rice. Really, we're gonna have Italian rice? Yum. Dun 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 dun. No, I don't. I generally don't like that. And I also, I mean, the Mortal Kombat that happens at, you know, first of all, midday with the people that are there at the midday, but in the evening, the people I avoid all grocery stores between the hours of 4 and 7 because I mean there are quicker ways to die. I mean, there are just quicker ways to go. But sorry, Cliff Bar guy. I'm sorry, Donut Woman. Sorry. Sorry. I wanted to feed my children. My bad. Also today, I should mention, I went out to the Russian Museum of Modern Art. They, of course, you're hearing some ads on here. The Russian Museum of Art, fantastic place. They have an exhibit there of a Minneapolis artist. Guy apparently came here from Russia, grew up in Minnesota. He just, it is truly spectacular. It's just wonderful. Strzok. Is that the official Strzok?
According to producer Hunter, it's Strzok.
Strzok. Producer Hunter. All right. I'm going to call a friend. Strzok. All right. Thanks, Hunter. I appreciate it. Strzok. 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 They don't know how to say this guy's name. It's hilarious. And hey, I'm one of them. But I mean, when have I ever said anyone's name correctly? Right there, Aaron. Anyway, 952-946-6205. Go to see the Russian Museum of Art. It's over on Diamond Lake Road and 35W. It is spectacular. Great advertisers here. Support AM950. And that place, the art that's on display there, mark my word, a few of those pieces, they are eventually going to be in the biggest of museums, like Smithsonian. I mean, there is one piece, I think it's called Balancing Act. And I was looking at this, I was like, is this as good as it, I think it is? It really was just a striking piece. It was magnificent. Go see that. So yesterday on the show, we discovered that Eric Paulson has come on out with a brand new campaign ad in which he's, you know, he's up in the quote unquote boundary waters, or as he referred to it, Minnesota's Yellowstone. Which, I don't know anyone who's ever called it Minnesota's Yellowstone. You don't sound like you've ever gone there, dude. I camp all the time here. It's Minnesota's Yellowstone. No, it's the Boundary Waters. Name one person you've ever talked to that's been to the Boundary Waters that comes back to you. It's like, I was at Minnesota's Yellowstone. No one says that. My God, I don't think you can get out of that place without at least three shirts that say BWCA on the things after that. It's almost mandatory. And of course, Eric Paulson's letting you know his liberal side is showing, where he basically is now saying that he is against mining unless it's environmentally friendly, and that he's actually stood up to Donald Trump. Well, in my never-ending quest to give help and need to Eric Paulson, the Republican congressman from the 3rd District, I think I've redone your ad for you. Congressman, tell me how this sounds, all right? Hi, I'm Eric Paulson, and I am here in the majesty and beauty of Minnesota's Grand Canyon, the Boundary Waters Canoe Area. You know, I'm not on the phone this time. They've actually brought me out into the wilderness. I'm scared. Those are bears, aren't there? What am I supposed to do? I have no idea. I mean, I love coming here. It's fantastic. Quality family time. Anywho, so, you know, apparently they wanted to put a mine up here, and you know, Donald Trump said, sure, and even though I vote with him like 99.9% of the time, I looked at Donald Trump and I said, no way. That was me, Eric Paulson, standing up to Donald Trump. Now remember, I'm a Democrat now. Please don't vote me out of office. Please don't vote me out of office. It's the only thing I've got for the time being. I don't want to be a loser. I love it here in Minnesota's Minnesota. It's delightful. It's like a real state. I'm so happy to be here. Paid for by Eric Paulson is really desperate. See, this is called helping. I'm helping Eric Paulson. Just jazz it up. You know, jazz hands time on the old campaign ad. He's not the only one. By the way, this whole we're all now Democrats, take a look, especially at the metro area Republicans, their literature, everything. You'd swear to God. I mean, they might as well start putting their arm around Hillary Clinton. It's like, look at me. Vote me. Don't vote me out of office. I'm a pathetic failure, and I don't give a rat's caboose about my constituents, but I'm going to pretend I'm a Democrat now. I see you guys. You're pathetic losers, and we're going to vote your asses out in mass. Bon appetit. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Eric's people, call me. I'll help. I seriously will. No, really. Really. Honest. I'm there for you. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. And I got three stories about the roads I got to get to as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass, with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts, 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
Hello to all my friends in the Twin Cities. Norman Goldman here. Every afternoon at 5 p.m. on AM 950, we're having fun.
That's not a nice thing to do.
Well, I disagree with him. You know, I'm trying to make you laugh.
Don't you ever do that. Don't you ever do that.
Sometimes I get lucky.
I find that appalling.
Well, we have a lot of silly sound clips, but I am a lawyer and we are serious here. Law, civics, politics, silliness, and humor. Join me 5 o'clock every afternoon on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
Imagine a world where no one ever went hungry. Where you didn't have to choose between clean air and clean water. And where bitter, drunken comedians didn't have to work in small, dark clubs to tell you how severely screwed up everything is. If that kind of world scares you the way it scares us, then we can help. We're StandUpRecords.com. We offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, and merchandise from the best stand-up comedians on earth. So please give generously. And remember, together we can't save the world. Yeah, no, we can't. So you may as well just buy something funny. That's StandUpRecords.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. This is, wow. This is relatively horrific. Police in Rosemont say an arrest has been made after an 800-pound boulder dislodged from a commercial vehicle and struck another vehicle, killing a mother and daughter. The fatal accident happened around 4:50 on Monday, on Rich Valley Road, just south of 125th Street. Karen Christensen, 67, and 32-year-old Jen Christensen, both of Shoreview, were going north on the road when a boulder became dislodged from the commercial vehicle and fell on their Toyota Avalon. Both the Christensens suffered a severe trauma. They were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say it took four firefighters to move the rock, which was went through the entire vehicle. On Wednesday, Rosemont police detectives were able to identify Check Services as the company that owned the commercial vehicle involved in the incident. The driver of that vehicle was identified as 33-year-old Joe Check of Hastings. who apparently has been arrested at this point. For the life of me, I can't. Life is so freaking fragile. It's unbelievable. And here you can be driving down the road talking about, oh, what are we going to make for dinner tonight? And the next thing you know, you have an 800-pound rock barreling through your car, killing both of you. And I obviously there's going to be a question here of were the boulders locked down correctly? Now, I will say, in a completely unrelated note, that I have seen trucks carrying those big boulders sometimes. They don't seem to be tied down on anything. I mean, it seems like they're depending on gravity to be their savior when it comes to going down the road. And I'm not sure what the rules on the laws are, and as far as, you know, having a load that's basically effectively restrained. Nor do I know exactly what Mr. Check had done, whether or not, I mean, was this a situation where the strap broke? Was it a situation where the truck was faulty and the tie downs? Regardless, am I crazy? It sounds like this guy didn't notice an 800-pound rock coming off the back of his truck. Okay. I'm a little wary of the story that you didn't notice an 800-pound rock flying off the flatbed of your truck and into someone's car. I mean, you would have think you would have at least seen in behind you in one of your rearview mirrors a car with a rock in it and said, "Hey, wait a minute, I'm carrying rocks." I'm not quite sure, what to say. There's obviously it's going to be an interesting case, and my guess is going to be in the cases like this that unless there is definitive, he didn't strap it down. There was no straps on the truck, which I don't know if you'll be able to prove because they didn't arrest this guy till later. If what the case may have been. So there's also some driving problems. Signs on both sides of the entrance ramp leading from 31st Street and Stevens Avenue to southbound 35W tell motorists do not enter, yet dozens of vehicles an hour are blowing right past them to use the ramp reserved exclusively for buses and emergency vehicles. The same thing is happening on the ramp from northbound 35W to 31st and Lake Street, even though the exit is marked with signs with the words "buses only" are painted on the pavement. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is asking motorists to knock it off. Can I say maybe just, post a police officer there. And when a car that's not a bus or an emergency vehicle tries to use it, you give them a ticket. Ta-da! This isn't really that right. You're a big city, you can make... I don't believe in making money off stuff like this, but, if they're having this kind of a problem, just camp out there and, meet your ticket budget quota in a fairly short period of time on both 35W North, the ramps to and from 35W on Lake Street. How is this... MnDOT, call the Minneapolis police and have them just start giving tickets like crazy. And there you go. If you get caught twice, it's a bigger problem. So, the other thing I want to bring up is something which I've actually talked with a few other people about since now we're back into the warm weather here, and you see a lot of people out on motorcycles. And by all means, people, give them room on the highway. By all means, please, please, please do. I've had multiple friends injured, in one case severely, by a car that wasn't paying attention to the fact that there was a motorcycle near them. I also have had, the experience at working at Metro Traffic for many years of seeing fatalities involving motorcycles that, would from the reports that were written, it was a motorist wasn't paying attention, pulled right into a motorcyclist and killed them. I mean, I saw that tragic outcome way too many times. But I also do want to make sure we acknowledge something else is starting to go on here in the metro. This modern motorcycle rider. Now, once again, this is not all motorcycle riders, but it's not just a handful. It is not. It is not just a handful. I am not one of these people that when you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic and the guy on the motorcycle decides to – and it's not moving. It's going very slow. And the guy on the motorcycle decides to get between the two vehicles and go down the road. I'm not the guy that's opening up a car door on that guy or anything like that. You know, the guy wants to go down there. I mean, he has a motorcycle. He should be able to kind of scoot down there as long as it's not like the electric scooters like we talked about yesterday. You know, a guy wants to run down and go, you know, in between the cars. It's almost kind of the benefit of having the motorcycle. I can buy that. That doesn't bother me. It doesn't pain me. But there have been an insane amount of circumstances I have heard and seen. And I say heard because I live near 169. And I live right by where Nine Mile Creek goes through and they did that new causeway. And every once in a while, you hear some guy really open up the motorcycle. I mean, really open it up. And you know that it's a big flat straightaway. They're opening it up to as fast as they can. I've also seen guys, as we're going 45, 50 miles an hour, no helmet on. You know, you want to make sure that when you crash your motorcycle, that there's no rehabilitation, that it's a fatal accident. Well, be my guest, knock yourself out. But when I look at that, I think that that's incredibly dangerous, period. But that being said, if I was going without a helmet, I don't think I'd be riding like I'm filming scenes from Road Warrior. I just don't think I would. And there has been a dramatic uptick in the amount of people in motorcycles who are zipping in and out of lanes with, you know, no regards to the fact of their own life, let alone the people. Now, if you are on your live free, die, live young, die, you know, live fast, die hard, die young, whatever it is, one of the movies. It was, no, that was a Die Hard movie. Live free and die young. If that's really what you are, okay, fine. The problem is there are a lot of people around you who do not want to kill you, okay? I don't want to kill you. I don't want to broadside you. I don't want to knock you into next Wednesday. But when I'm going down the road and the traffic's going 45 miles an hour, and because you are flying at like 70, trying to zip as you zip in and out of traffic, me, because I'm just going over a lane, I mean, what's the first thing they say? Well, you weren't watching for the motorcycle rider. Well, the motorcycle rider shouldn't have been going 150 miles an hour coming up on my tail side and not respecting the fact that there are these cars there. I am all for respecting motorcycle riders, 100%. And if the guy doesn't want to wear a helmet, by all means, please do. But there's got to be some level of culpability for motorcycle riders when they see some idiot who's driving like a maniac to get up next to that guy and say, hey, what are you doing? You're giving us all a bad name. Stop it. And the reality is there doesn't seem to be a lot of blowback from the motorcycle community on how these motorcycle riders are driving. And once again, you're driving a motorcycle, you're driving within the rules of the road, you're driving the speed of traffic, all that stuff. By all means, give them the space to operate, make sure they're safe, 100%. But that's not... I don't want to be going over and you know, changing a lane and all of a sudden have some guy who's going 80 miles an hour when traffic's going 45 blast into the backside and throw himself over the top of my car. You want us to respect the motorcycles. I'm all for that. Well, then you know, act like your motorcycle's a car and not just some speed demon rocket. Like I said, you know, you're in stop traffic. I get that. I can understand you want to, you know, go 20 miles an hour up the center lane. I don't have a problem with that. But what I have a real big problem with is when you're driving like a maniac and you act as if because the rules of the road don't apply to you because I'm in a motorcycle. I don't want to hit you. And right now there are people out who are listening right now who have accidentally hit a motorcycle rider who get jumped on and get accused of, oh, you're bad. You weren't paying attention to the roads. Some of these motorcycle riders are almost driving into people because they're riding so fast and reckless. There's got to be some level of restraint there. John is in St. Paul. He wanted to chime in on this. Welcome on in, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the typical motorcycle doesn't have crap for brakes from the standpoint that if you jam up the wheels, you're going to go down and you're going to get hurt really bad. And whereas with a car, if you jam on the brakes and screech to a halt, there's a good chance that the car is going to stay upright, and you might live through it. But on a motorcycle, And I see, and I think the motorcyclist ought to be paying more attention to the cars than the other way around. I mean, I drive a cab, and I drive a couple hundred miles a day throughout the metro, and even the reasonably sensible motorcyclist really gets himself into a position, even with regular traffic, that he'd have no hope of stopping if he gets into trouble.
Can I ask you this? Have you seen more accident or more recklessness when it comes to motorcycles over like the last 2-3 years? Because it just seems like there's been a rise in this kind of, well, we're going to go whatever speed we want to. We're going to go weave in and out of traffic. We're not going to really follow the rules of the road. We just don't care. And it seems like there's more of that lately. As a cab driver, are you seeing more of that too?
Not really, but I tell you, I do get upset when I see a biker out on the highway going speed limit, 55, 60 miles an hour, and absolutely no protective equipment whatsoever, and following along in traffic as if he had a vehicle that could actually stop.
Well, and John, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. Once again, if the law is that you don't have to wear a helmet, that's on them. But the problem is that if you don't want to wear a helmet, you know, if I was to get on a roller coaster and they're saying, oh, by the way, there's no lap bar, good luck, I guarantee you I would say, I want this sucker to go as slow as possible. Or I'd just get off. I wouldn't sit there and go, yeah! And then when I fall off the ride, say, you know, it's everyone else. No. 952-946-6205. Let's grab Steve really quick so he doesn't have to wait. Steve is in Minneapolis, wanted to chime in on the Boulder crash. Welcome on in, Steve.
Yeah, real quick. There was a security camera caught a picture of that truck, and it was a shabby old thing, and there was one little tiny strap holding that boulder down. But on a lighter note, I heard somebody say something yesterday that should be on bumper stickers everywhere. It says, in England, they drive on the left. I drive on what's left.
That was the line. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. That was the line from Julie Sandstead up in Minnesota 6A, was it 6A, running up in the Hibbing area. She was she's, you know, on some of those roads, that's what they say. It's like, I don't drive on the left. I drive on what's left on some of those roads up there. It was a good line. Like I said, I don't know the dynamics. I can say this. If I got a flatbed truck and I got an 800-pound rock on the back of the truck, that I can't have a standard nylon rope holding the thing on because the G-force of a turn is going to snap that rope in two. So if there was a strap there, I'm going to presume it wasn't the designated kind of strap designed for an 800-pound rock. Because you would think to yourself that before the rock would come off the flatbed, the truck itself would have tipped over if it was secured correctly. You know what I mean? Does it make sense? Thanks, Eric. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. Trump is making an embarrassment of America once again. We'll get to that. And all your phone calls as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style right here on AM 950. Hey, I've only got a few seconds, so here's the deal. Habitation is the coolest furniture store in town. Not only have we got some of the most exceptional furniture in the cities, but in many cases, Habitation can offer you store credit on your existing furniture. Stop in, talk to one of our designers, and let us help you make your home exceptional. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
Burger Mo's gorgeous patio is open for the season. Enjoy nightly happy hours, more than 60 beers on tap, and the weather while you watch your favorite game on the outdoor screen. And don't miss live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Offering 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, Burger Mo's also offers delicious appetizers, soups, salads, as well as unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Hi, folks, this is Paul Metz inviting you to listen to a great new episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This weekend, we feature an original Metz documentary. I was recently down in Memphis attending the Blues Awards and took my recorder down and interviewed a half dozen folks I met on the street. A right-wing talk show radio host from D.C., a couple of musicians, a cab driver, and a record label owner who told us about the last days of blues man Robert Johnson. The Wall of Power Radio Hour every Saturday at 6, Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
You have lots of choices in the Twin Cities for carpet and air duct cleaning, so don't just call the cheapest cleaners because you think you're getting a deal. You'll pay for it. Call Zero Res with their Gotta Love It guarantee, where they'll work to make you happy, whatever it takes. Schedule your carpet cleaning today and get the Zero Res Summer 3-Room Special. And this month, you can save $50 when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today has a high of 91 with a heat index as high as 101 and a low around 70. Thunderstorms are possible after 4 p.m., which could produce heavy rain. Friday, the chance of rain continues with a high of 83 and a low around 69. EatingLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Hazel's Northeast, offering classically inspired, creatively prepared comfort food. This restaurant has scratch dishes rooted in over 50 years of family tradition. Check them out at the corner of 29th and Johnson in Northeast Minneapolis, or see the full menu at EatingLocalMinnesota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Thanks to Todd Colet, who is sponsoring AM 950 this week. You can, too, if you'd like to. You can give us a call, 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 is the phone number. You can call us and sponsor us like Todd does, of course. Todd has got a band, Just Folk. They have got a fourth album coming on out here in September. You can listen to the first three for free and download them as well by going to Bandcamp. Look for the link on the AM 950 or on the Matt McNeil Show Twitter pages and Facebook page as well. Speaking of the Facebook page, hello everybody watching us. We're back up and streaming live. We were off yesterday, but if you'd like to watch the radio show, you're more than welcome to do so. Facebook, go to AM 950 Radio's page on Facebook, and you'll get to be able to see the lovely coverage. Yes, it is a disturbing sight, I know. 952-946-6205. This Strzok testimony is, can I just say this to the Republicans? What were you thinking was going, this guy knows his stuff. And was it Goodlatte, who is the head of this, the Republican head of this committee? Goodlatte was out there and almost immediately got tripped up. Now, this is a guy, Goodlatte is supposed to be a lawyer and a constitutional lawyer too. And his argument was, and this is his argument, why Strzok was wrong. And once again, if you don't know the story, all Republicans are banking their hopes on discrediting the entire Russia investigation on two FBI agents who were having an affair, who emailed about what a clown Trump was. Basically, I mean, that's it. That George Papadopoulos didn't actually get drunk in London and blab to the Australian diplomats about how they were working with the Russians to get all this dirt on Hillary Clinton. That didn't happen because these two guys at some point on private messages made comments about Donald Trump. Or that the meeting in the Trump Tower with Donald Trump Jr. meeting with the Russians, begging for Hillary Clinton's emails, which the Russians had hacked from Hillary Clinton prior to the election. That didn't happen. No, that didn't happen. Because these two FBI agents apparently were talking to each other. Or the fact that Paul Manafort, who has been pled guilty, or Mike Flynn, who's pled guilty, or any of the five who have pled guilty already in this investigation, that they all wouldn't have been found guilty, even though there are substantial charges that have nothing to do with this investigation against all of them, they'd all be found not guilty because of this. So this Strzok is this guy that they are banking everything on, that they can somehow turn him into the scapegoat. And it derailed almost immediately when the Republican chair, Goodlatte, is that what his name is? I'll tell you here, because I tweeted about this immediately. Between the Democrats on this committee who are outstandingly owning these Republicans on this committee here. I mean, they just are, this is not fair at this point. It's Representative Goodlatte, L-A-T-T-E, Goodlatte is his last name. Anyway, Representative Goodlatte, he's suggesting his argument is to turn this into something far more vicious, is that this is just like a racist being on a jury, tainting the jury, and henceforth it was the case. To which Strzok basically immediately comes on out and says, no, you can't discriminate against race. That's not what we did. We shared personal political belief. That's what we did, and that is actually protected speech. To which then Goodlatte came back and sort of said, see, well, you can't do this. He said, wait a minute, are you in – I'm paraphrasing this greatly, but Strzok comes back at Goodlatte. Are you suggesting that if anyone works for the federal government, that they cannot have a political point of view ever, even when they're talking to their wife, they're talking to their spouse, they're talking to their mother, their daughter, their sister, they can't talk to the guy at their buddy when they're out drinking, that they can no longer have a political point of view if they work for the federal government? To which even Goodlatte was like, I can't, what? I'm done with my time. Good to see my time. Louis Gohmert sounds like he's trying to personally attack him, going, are you on medication? Okay, if any guy comes up to you and starts trying to talk trash to you, and this is what they sound like, I'm sorry, I'd call him Billy Joe half the time. He goes, sure thing, you're Cletus. I'd be dropping that line as much as I possibly could. Representative Sheila Jackson, Democrat, Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas, went full attack on the Republicans, this was embarrassing for the Republicans. Did anything you do or say in 2016 change the fact that Trump campaign associate Carter Page was under counterintelligence surveillance going back to 2013? Anything that did, yes or no? He answered no. Did anything that you did or say in 2016 change the fact that March 2016, the president met with George Papadopoulos, who would later plead guilty to lying to the FBI? He answered no. Did anything you do or say in 2016 change the fact that Donald Trump Jr. met with agents of the Russian government in the Trump Tower? She asked. Again, he said he did not. Did anything you do or say in 2016 change the fact that the president asked Russians to hack into Hillary Clinton's email? He again said no. Did anything you do or say in 2016 change the fact that Paul Manafort, who has pled guilty, in fact, that in July 2016, that Manafort changed the GOP party platform at the 2016 GOP convention in order to benefit the Russian or change the platform? She asked, holding up Manafort's mugshot. As a fact check, she incorrectly stated that Manafort has pled guilty as of Thursday. He is not. Ma'am, without saying whether or not that's accurate, no, he replied. Did anything you do or say in 2016 change the fact that in May, George Papadopoulos was drunk in London bar bragging about how Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton? Without confirming that's accurate or not, no, he said. Did anything you do or say change the fact that when Donald Trump was presented with dirt on Hillary Clinton, he responded, I love it, she asked. Again, ma'am, only commenting on public accounts of that? No. Did anything in the IG report change the fact that Donald Trump Jr. was communicating with WikiLeaks' Julian Assange about the timing of releasing emails designed to harm Hillary Clinton? She asked. Again, he replied, it did not. She asked if she knew if Michael Flynn had pled guilty, which he said he was aware of. Well, in his offense statement that we have right here, Mr. Flynn indicated his statement, false statements, and omissions caused impeding the Russian investigation, but more importantly, I believe it's important to take note the fact that he provided information to the Russian ambassador that said, here, calm down, don't bother to get upset about sanctions. And according to a whistleblower, he said the sanctions would be ripped up to follow money to start the flowing to one of Flynn's business projects. Had you any interference with that? Did you not? He agreed he did not have any interference with that. So once again, the Democrats on this committee are absolutely owning it. The Republicans in just, I mean, and the entire argument the Republicans are making is that this is wrong because a federal employee should not have any political leanings whatsoever at all in any capacity. That if you work for the government, that you have forfeited your right to your First Amendment of freedom of speech and the ability to vocalize your personal opinion in your personal life. That is the entire argument they're putting forward, and they are getting ripped to shreds on it. Absolutely ripped to shreds. And, you know, good for them. I mean, this guy, Strzok, it seems like he was prepared for this. And it started out chippy, too. If you go back and watch, the good lat was trying to say, we subpoenaed you. He said, no, you didn't. I voluntarily came here. No, we subpoenaed you. He said, well, you subpoenaed me for the behind-the-closed-door testimony, but that testimony's over. That subpoena ended with that. I'm voluntarily here. To which Goodlatte basically became even more furious and said, no, we ordered you here. We dragged you here. He's like, no, I volunteered to be here. There are multiple times where this thing is going off the rails. Because once again, Trey Gowdy, Louis Gohmert, all these guys want this to be buried here. Reading from Raw Story, the hearing with FBI agent Peter Strzok went completely off the rails when Representative Louis Gohmert said that Strzok easily looked into his wife's eyes and lied about the affair. He had 500 pages of bias that he gave us, and he threw a bone to the Democrats, and he said, well, we can't find bias. He said, the way you do and say what and saying what you did, you would have to been better off coming in here and saying, that was my bias, and that kind of got around everyone with his political statements. James Leggenvin, Democrat from Rhode Island, spoke up saying that Gohmert was out of order, saying the member was lying under oath, had no evidence of it. Now, that's a disgrace. What the man has done, Gohmert began speaking. Well, again, while the chair admonished him, there's a disgrace, and I won't be recaptured anytime soon because of the damages you've done. Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous, said Sheila Jackson. Let's see, what do you say then? I have talked to the FBI around the country. You have embarrassed them and yourself, and I can't help but wonder when I see you looking with that little smirk how many times you did the look in the innocent of your wife's eyes when you said the same thing to her. Mr. Chairman, it's outrageous, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee could be heard saying. Come on, shame on you, another said. Mr. Chairman, this is intolerable, harassing the witness, another could be saying. What's wrong with that? Did you need your medication, asked Jackson Lee. Strzok responded to Gohmert's comment saying that bringing up his affairs says more about Gohmert than it does about him. And by the way, that's actually a pretty good line by Strzok too. These guys, this is all they've got. Seriously, this is all they've got. They all in mass. I mean, I'll tell you what. I'll take a break when I come back because this ties into what Trump did today with NATO. Where he says, I'm leaving NATO, I'm leaving NATO, I'm leaving NATO. Well, they've given in and I'm not leaving NATO. They didn't do anything. He just basically wants his people to believe something happened. And so he made up a lie. I'll talk more about that when I come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
AM 950 listeners, we have a home cleaning company with an offer just for you. They're Blue Sky Services. Blue Sky Services will wash your windows, siding, gutters, clean those black streaks off your roof, and much more. Window washing starts at $100. Siding cleaning starts at $199. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484 to ask for the AM 950 special. If you hear this, you have an exclusive house cleaning offer for AM 950 listeners. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484. That's 651-447-4484.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning victuals, I head to Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with ribs, portobello mushrooms, jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese, or the steak and eggs. My wife loves the pepper jack creamy grits and the stuffed avocados with poached eggs cradled in avocado halves. The kids love the French toast or the stuffed French toast filled with fruit and cream cheese. Top it off with coffee done my way from the Milton's coffee bar, and I'm ready for the day. Breakfast is waiting for you at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Still no one's found the golden raspberry, by the way. Hopkins Raspberry Festival, the medallion's still out there. I got some ideas. I'll have to go maybe look around a little bit later on this afternoon. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So, once again, the reason why the Republicans are making asses of themselves on this committee hearing going after Strozak is that this is all they've got. This is they have based everything that they have got in their souls on this Russia investigation is a fraud. And even though anyone with eyes and a working brain could see that there is no way in the world these two FBI agents having a private conversation as they had an affair could basically have covered up all this stuff. Reminder, there are five people who have already pled guilty in this. Manafort's, considering he's taken out of his VIP jail now, and he's basically in solitary confinement at a real jail. I'm going to imagine that's going to be pretty quick too. But there is no way. But they have banked on this because this is how they have to view life through this prism. Donald Trump today goes on out there and he starts saying, after he berates Germany, he goes out and says, we're going to pull out of NATO unless they start paying more money. NATO countries say, we're not going to pay any more money. Trump says, I really mean it. We're going to pull out of NATO unless you put more money in. So the NATO heads get together and they say, you know, we're not going to do it. And they come back and they tell them, we're not going to do it. And Trump comes on out and says, they've promised they're going to raise their money. Mission accomplished. I'm on the plane and I'm out of here. As he's running for the plane as he's lying about this, which immediately Macron, the president of France, comes on out and says, hey, no one's agreed to raise anything. So he made up a fake problem that he did not get a solution for and then touted the victory over the said fake problem that he had created. Already this morning, all is, see, he's got NATO to put more money in. No, he hasn't. They're not putting any more money in. There's nothing there. There is nothing to it. But because you guys are so you're so determined to find a silver lining to this never-ending litany of Venus-like clouds, you basically will believe that what he's made up is real. And that is this whole hearing. They believe it's real. They want to believe it's real. It's really disturbing. That's all it really is. Catherine is in Minneapolis, 952-946-6205. Welcome on in, Catherine.
Hi. I really like that last bit that you did on Trump and NATO. That was spot on.
Thank you.
He just makes his things up and expects people to believe him.
Well, he knows that his most staunch supporters will not.
Uh-huh.
He could go on outside. He could go. Donald Trump could go outside with his most staunch supporters in the middle of the day at like 1 p.m, sun beating down on them. Tell them it's actually night out. And I guarantee you at least 20% of his supporters would scream, yeah, it's night. They would.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are that broken of individuals. That is who these people are. And so this whole thing was all about trying to convince his most stringent base that he's done something good, which he's not done anything.
Oh, God, he is such a turkey. anyway, what I called up is very, very minor compared to that. It was concerning the spot that you did at first on grocery stores.
Yeah, when I went in early this morning with a big cart full and I made all the people.
Well, thank God you're not the cashier that has to handle these idiots. When you've been there 7 hours and you're ready to leave and you shut your light off and they start hollering at you, can't leave, you can't leave. Shit. Go away.
Well,
but people are, it's on respect and being polite. I mean, we don't deserve to be treated like that.
No, it's and you want to be careful. Thanks, Catherine. I appreciate the phone call. And thanks for the nice words as well. No, you want to be nice to these people. And I understand. You're thinking you're going to come in there, but they have an option for you. The automatic checkout machines. Go use one of those. Don't look at me like because I'm a bad guy because I went to an open store and shopped. How dare you, Matt McNeil? How dare you? Randy is in St. Paul. Welcome on in, Randy in St. Paul.
Actually, it's the one in St. Cloud, but that's cool.
Okay, no problem.
And I just wanted to make the point, that Gohmert, he asked all these ridiculous questions, and I don't know if you recall, he was one of the ones who stood with Michelle Bachmann all the time when they would make – it was Bachmann and Steve King and Gohmert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in all of the freaking out about this and that and the FISA court, and they lied to the FISA court. Oh, my God, we all have to freak out. Louis Gohmert was a FISA court judge. So if that gives you any indication about how secure our world is – anyway, that's the only point I wanted to make.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate it. Louis Gohmert, that's terrifying. If you want to know the truth, that is absolutely terrifying. Louis Gohmert, the rest of these Republicans, they're drowning right now. They realize there's only so many months before the election, and they're hoping that they don't have to do what they have to do, which is they're going to have to turn on Trump if they're going to have any chance at saving the U.S. House, and they're not about to do it. So, bon voyage! We'll see you at the other side of the blue wave. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.